I don't know if I really want to get into Big Betty, the waitress in St. Michael's. Well, there's a very, at least it was then, I think it's still there, very famous seafood place there. And when we were going to high school, it was rumored that Big Betty, the waitress, had this penchant for young boys. And so me and a couple of guys from my high school went there, and we asked for Big Betty's station. And we sat there, and she was a rather salty-looking woman, a full-figure girl indeed. And she looked at us appraisingly. And we were all nervous, you know, we were shaking, we were holding our menus, and all the guys were talking, yeah, boy, if she gives me a chance, I'm going to tear it up. I'm going to be out like a big dog. But we got there, I could tell they were nervous, but I was still intrigued. And Betty was looking at me, and I was looking at her, and the guys were saying, are the soft-shell crabs in season this time of year? I think I'd like a shrimp cocktail, and maybe I'll go with the grouper. And I looked at her, I said, what do you recommend? She looked at me and said, well, maybe you'd like the bearded clam. Frantically, I scanned the menu. She said, you won't find it on there, son. It's only for very special people. People like you. I said, well, can I get a look at it? She said, in time. I ran over to the tanks. There were lobster in there. There were fish. She said, it's not in the tanks. It's in the back. You have to ask for it specifically. And I think you're just the lad to go for it. I sat back down. The guys are looking at me. I'm looking at her. We're wondering, what in the blue blazes? She said, well, are you man enough to eat it? I said, yes, I am. Can I at least see a picture? She said, yeah, I got a picture. Since you're going to eat it here, I'll let you look, but you other guys can't. She showed me. It was an extreme close-up. I thought, my God, what is that? She said, that, my little man, is going to be your lunch. I said, do I need to wear a bib? She said, if you'd like, yes, you may wear a bib. I said, should I bring a nutcracker? And she said, no, I got the nutcracker. You don't have to bring one. I said, can I eat with my buddy? She said, no! Your buddies are having the grouper and the shrimp cocktail! You, my good man, are eating the bearded clam in the back with me! Well, I was a little afraid. I said, does it burn? She said, only when I tinkle. I said, what is the... I was completely in the dark. She said, well, here are the fruit cocktails and the grouper. Come along. It's time for your special lunch. I looked at my buddies. They were sitting there. I had so wished I'd ordered the fruit cocktail, the grouper, the soft-shell crab, anything. But Big Betty led me back. She nodded at the bartender, and he closed the door behind us. He stood there with his beefy arms folded. He wouldn't let anybody enter. Big Betty! As I knew Big Betty. Well, I don't know how long we were back there. 15 minutes, maybe 20. We walked out. Betty was smoking a Camel. I was glistening like a glazed donut. With my heart pounding and my knees trembling, I sat back down next to my buddies. Betty took out her pad and pencil and said, all right, you guys want dessert? My one friend said, yeah, I'd like some cheesecake. My other friend said, yeah, I'd like a dish of ice cream. Betty looked at me. I said, just bring me a bottle of Banaca.